The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth, and each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. If you enjoy this podcast, then please consider giving it a rating and leaving some feedback in your podcast directory of choice. And if you really enjoy it, then why not share it with a friend? After all, we could all do with a little bit more poetry in our lives. In this episode, I'll be exploring new research, which has found that geckos can use their tongue to differentiate their own odour from that of other members of their species. Climbing walls and flicking tongues, these lizards of the shade dance through selves, shedding scents like tails to taste the sticky prints of near and distant king. Twirling through unsettled skins, they smell reflections in deceptive trails of peppermint and dew, unmasking truths with lidless eyes that sense beyond the boundaries of our own. This poem is inspired by recent research published in Animal Cognition, which has found that geckos know their own odour. Self-recognition refers to the capacity to perceive stimuli originating from oneself. Humans and certain animals possess the ability to visually recognize themselves in the mirror. Nonetheless, some animals prioritize senses other than vision. Among them, geckos, as well as other lizards and snakes, rely on their tongues to perceive chemical signals or pheromones from other individuals. For example, while climbing a wall, geckos intermittently halt to flick their tongues in different directions, enabling them to detect possible mates or competitors. Nonetheless, it has previously been unclear whether geckos can recognize their own scent, and therefore themselves, through the sense of smell. In this new study, researchers exposed geckos to various scents on cotton swabs. These scents included their own as well as those of other geckos, along with control scents such as water and peppermint. The geckos displayed two distinct behaviors in response, extending their tongues towards the swab with the odor and towards the surrounding area where they lived. The researchers inferred that this indicated the geckos initially perceived the scent on the swab and subsequently compared it to their own scent on the walls of their enclosure. During the tests, the animals were more interested in the skin chemicals of other geckos than their own. This research therefore confirmed that geckos can both detect skin chemicals that they themselves produce and discriminate between these chemicals and those of other geckos of the same sex, thereby demonstrating that geckos use pheromones for social communication.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This research demonstrates that reptiles such as lizards have more advanced social and cognitive abilities than previously thought, with any evidence of self-recognition an important step in demonstrating that self-awareness is not unique to humans. Now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Climbing walls and flicking tongues, these lizards of the shade dance through selves, shedding scents like tails to taste the sticky prints of near and distant king. Twirling through unsettled skins, they smell reflections in deceptive trails of peppermint and dew, unmasking truths with lidless eyes that sense beyond the boundaries of our own. In this section of the podcast, I like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading A Lizard in Spanish Valley by Wendy Vidlock. Wendy Vidlock is the author of the full-length poetry collection Slingshots and Love Plums, published in 2015, The Dark Gnu and Other Poems 7, published in 2013, and Nevertheless, published in 2011, as well as the chapbook What's That Supposed to Mean, published in 2010. She lives in Palisade, Colorado, on the western slope of the Rockies, where she teaches in a freelance capacity across the arts. A Lizard in Spanish Valley by Wendy Vidlock. A lizard does not make a sound, it has no song. It does not share my love affairs with flannel sheets, bearded men, interlocking silver rings, the moon, the sea, or ink. But sitting here the afternoon, I've come to believe we do share a love affair and a belief in wink, blink, stone and heat, also air. This is not a fable, nor is it bliss. Impatience. Remember this. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode, or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoetry.podbean.com. That's scipoetry.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.